Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Communicators Live, where we help your ministry grow by sharing insider information from professional speakers and writers.
Well, welcome, dear listeners. I'm Carolyn Canepley, the co-director of Christian Communicators, where we educate, validate, and launch women in their speaking ministries at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. Vonda Skelton, my dear partner, won't be with us today. She's speaking and teaching at the Blue Ridge Mountain Christian Writers Conference this week. However, you are in for a real treat today. Motivational speaker Tammy Whitehurst, a Christian Communicators graduate, is with us today. I'm so glad you're here, Tammy. Thanks for joining us.
I am so glad to be here with you, Carolyn. It's always a blessing to be around those CCC sisters of mine.
Oh, great. Well, listeners, before we begin and hear Tammy share with us about celebrating friendship, I want to tell you a little bit about her. And Tammy uses humor with her message of hope. Rarely do we hear funny messages with a meaning in the same sentence, much less used to describe the same person. But Tammy Whitehurst, she was a middle school teacher for 16 years before bringing her message of hope, joy, and laughter to audiences on stage. Her articles have been published in LifeWay's Home Life, Christianity Today, Seek Magazine, Mature Years, Peace, and several other publications. How about being the first caller today in the broadcast and receive Tammy's 30-day devotional book? It's titled, Throw It All Down and Laugh. People describe Tammy as a hoot with a capital H and love the realness that she shares and her ability to connect heart-to-heart with her audience. Also, check out her CD titled, How to Have Joy in Your Journey, on her website at TammyWhitehurst.com. That's www.mmywhitehurst.com. Well, without further ado, Tammy, will you please share with us and lead us in your message of celebrating friendship?
I would be honored to talk about friendship. It's one of the gifts from the Lord that I absolutely thank Him for every single day. And Carolyn, I know that whenever we realize that friendship is a gift from God, we also realize that some of the best therapy in the whole world is time out with our friends. We just got back from a beach trip, and it was in that sweet time. I have 7 friends who are in my inner circle, and it was during that sweet time that we talk and we laugh and we cry. But, you know, we woke up every single day, and somebody did a devotional, and that was decided ahead of time. And anytime we focus on the Lord first thing in the morning as a group of friends, that does nothing but pull us together even more.
I agree.
Now, we lost a friend in March to cancer, and we've got another friend right now that at this very moment is in the doctor's office, and she's had cancer before, and this is her second battle with it, but we have lifted her up in prayer, and at 8:45 this morning, every single one of us got on our knees in our house and prayed for her in unison. And so friendship is so powerful. Friendship is something that, as women, we so need in our lives today. You know, I figured out, it took me a long time to figure this out, but I figured out that diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. We are. And in my group of friends, we are, most of us are in our 50s, a couple of us are in the late 40s, but in my group of friends, we're the generation that knows a thong is a shoe. I mean, we talk completely different than the younger generation. You know, we laugh completely different than the younger generation. we laugh so hard, we have tears coming down our legs. That's the kind of laughter. You know, that's the kind of laughter that we have in our group. And, Carolyn, I know that you know exactly what I mean by that, because, you know, there comes a time in every woman's life when she understands that. But do you, are you going to ask me questions, Carolyn, or you just want me to go right into this and just teach about friendship?
Tammy, you have such a meaningful message that I don't want to interrupt. I will whenever we open the line for questions. I have learned that you have too much to share, so I'm going to be silent and let you speak.
All righty. Well, I just want to welcome all the friends out there who are listening today, and I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer and just thank God for the gift of friendship, and then we'll get started. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the gift of friendship. I thank you for what friends mean in my life. Lord, may we always glorify you in our lives, in our families, and through friendship. I pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than a friend who will lay down his life for his friends. I have come to find out that that means kind of putting aside your busy schedule to make time for the people that God has put in your life for such a time as this. And as friends, and I know I've told you about my little inner circle right there and let you peek inside it for just a moment, but with my friends, and all of us are solid as a rock Christians. We love the Lord, and we have faith in him. And I know one of the things my sweet friend said this morning, she said, I need for all of you to pray for me when I go to the doctor this morning. She said that my faith will be bigger than my fear. And I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe in bombarding heaven with my friend's name. And so I have seen so many prayers answered in her life and in our lives as a team that I just would love to share about friendship today. But, you know, as friends, we learn so much in life together. I know with us, we learned that that bucket list is so much more important than a to-do list. And the older we get, the more we see life through really rose-colored glasses. Because if we don't look at life through rose-colored glasses, we're going to become a complainer all the time. So in life, and with the help of friends, we can become a conqueror or we can become a complainer. And I know as far as my friends, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we want to become conquerors. We've realized that everybody, no matter what age or who they are, how they were raised, everybody has a little crazy in them. And we also realize that humor is a must, and teacher is and a teacher in our life or even a teacher in our children's lives are not the dead end. I know in my younger days I tried to so protect all of the things that broke my heart, and I didn't share with my friends. I didn't ask for prayer over those issues. And now I realize in this group of friends that I'm in and have had for many, many years that there is so much freedom. And what we realize also is that everybody has problems in life. You know, being a Christian doesn't erase all the problems. Being a Christian means that we have a God, the God, who created us wonderfully and fearfully that we can take those problems to, and he will give us that peace like nothing else in this world can. We also realize as a bunch of girlfriends our age that there comes a time in our life whenever it's pointless to shave above the knees. And as crazy as that sounds, we also realize that if you can't lose it, decorate it. You know, every single one of us could stand to lose some weight. But I'm going to tell you straight up, there just comes a time whenever we look in the mirror and we go, you know what, it is what it is. We're going to work on it, but we are going to glorify the Lord with our lives. And we are not going to listen to the enemy tell us that we're not wonderfully and fearfully made anymore. And I love whenever friends can help get us through that kind of thing. Friends always help us stay Christ-centered, not crisis-centered. And I often have to explain that to my daughter, who is 22, because many times the enemy will put friends in your life that will stir up all kinds of drama. And the friends that God wants to keep in your life for season after season after season are the ones that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt what will lead you to Christ, not a crisis, whenever life comes piling down on top of you. But, you know, God knew that we would need friends. And I want to go back to a story in the Bible where the Israelites were up against the Amalekites. And if you remember, Moses, God had told Moses to hold the staff above his head and to hold his arms up. And as long as he was holding his arms up, the Israelites were going to win. But if his arms began to fall, then they would begin to lose ground, and they would not have the advantage. Well, Moses began to get tired, and Moses began to get worn out and weary. And when that happened, his friends came alongside of him and held his arms up for him. That is exactly what godly friends will do in your life. And that's why we need godly friends. That's exactly what we were doing this morning at 8:45, when every single one of us went to the ground, knees down and heads up, and we prayed for our friend Dana. But if you don't have godly friends, my sisters out there, begin to pray for that. And then open your eyes, because you might be very surprised at the people that God will put in your life. And it has nothing to do with age of friends or stage in life. One of my very best friends is 76 years old, and she teaches me a tremendous amount about life. You know, friends always remind us that we may be hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. And we may be confused, but we're not in despair. And we may be persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We may be struck down, but we are not destroyed. And as women, there are days when we wake up and we're frazzled and we're frustrated, we're fatigued, we're overcommitted, overloaded, overwhelmed, and there are some days that we just really want to jump overboard. And God will always send that friend in to lead us to Him. I think that God gives us those friends not to see through us, but to help see us through life. Because whenever you have that group of joy-filled friends, I can't even explain to you how much easier it is to take one step in front of the other. You know, it also tells us that what a friend we have in Jesus. Whenever your group of friends, when their main friend is Jesus, man, it glows. And you can just feel it, you can hear it, you can see it, and you will always leave blessed beyond belief when you're around them. In life, there are times when we get so worn out from the struggles and we're grief-stricken and we're heartbroken and we can't put that foot in front of the other. And I like to call that when our giddy-up and go has gone and went. And God will always put those girls in front of you, especially whenever we are raising children. You know, those are the friends who will remind you that you need to take a girl trip, not a guilt trip. And I had a friend tell me just this weekend, she said, whenever your adult children make the wrong choice, it is not a reflection of your parental report card. Oh. And God used that friend to say those words, because that is so true. I want to say that again, because that had so much weight for me. When our adult children make the wrong choice, it is not an indicator of our parental report card. And God will remind us of things like that, and He will take off that guilt trip that we're having. And if we can get away and we can go on a girl trip, even if it's a day trip, we always leave and come back home refreshed, restored, and renewed. But, you know, if I had to define what a friend really is, I think a friend is a person who's always there when you're tossed and you're tumbled, when you're tempted, you're tested, when life is just on top of you. And they're always going to be the person who will reach that hand down in there and they'll pull you back up. And I will often tell young girls, I'll say, us older friends, we can still drop it like it's hot. We just probably need to have a little bit of help getting back up. So, you know, there's differences between the young and the older. I never say old because I don't think any of us are old. We're older than we used to be. But we are not old. And we all kind of charge each other on, and we remind each other that we got to keep ducking low and praising high. And I love it because whenever friendship is hard. But when you can actually get to know a woman on a basis that you are very good friends, part of that is going to have to be that you have to know that they are going to disappoint you at times. And so we have to learn patience, we have to learn grace and mercy, and we have to learn to forgive friends. And the way we do that is in Psalms 121, 1 and 2, it says, I lift my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. I know just in our group, through the years, we've had some times where there was a little bit of a ripple. And whenever we as a group went before the Lord and prayed about that, God always had a way of working that out, of putting just soothing words on our tongue. Because if we don't watch out and our tongue is a mighty sword, and it can be used for the good and it can be used for the bad. And girlfriends will always help us get a grip on our lips. And they will show us what needs to be said. They'll show us why we're so valuable, and they always lead us to God. But I often will say that there's four kinds of friends. There's the justy friend. The justy friend is the one who knew you before you ever had stretch marks, the one who knew you before the babies were ever there. And you may see them at ballparks or soccer fields, recitals. And when you see them, you may holler out at them, woohoo, or raise your hand and wave. But you really wouldn't tell them very much about your personal life. They're really acquaintances. A lot of us have friends on Facebook like that. Some of us don't know our friends at all on Facebook, but we give them just a glimmer of our life, but we don't tell them the intimate details. Then we have the friend that I call the trusty friend. These are the ones who have wisdom, who keep us on the right road, who hold us accountable, and they keep us on our toes when we're running this race with endurance. One of the things I love about trusty friends is they're a lot of times they're not the ones that are in your innermost circle, but they're the ones that you're in Bible study groups with, or they're the ones who you have overcome obstacles with, and you may not have even known them but a few days, but they will forever be implanted on your heart because of what they helped you break through. Those friends are the ones who always assure us that it's not who finishes first, but it's who finishes, period. And they want us to finish strong. Those are the friends who say, I love you, sister, and you may see them once in your life and never again until heaven, but you will always consider them part of God's plan for your life. The third friend that we have is called a rusty friend, and these are those 4 a.m. friends, and these are the ones that you can call 24 hours a day. I also call these mafia friends because they know way too much to defriend you. I mean, you would have to take them out because they know way too much about you. You have shared your trials and your triumphs, and you've gone to them whenever your kids have broken your heart. You've gone to them, and you've just collapsed. And you know, I think of times in my own life with those friends like that, and that's the 7 that I've talked about. Whenever, and we've been through, with all of us, we've been through a lot of stuff with our kiddos. And I remember one in particular, she just laid her head on my chest, and she cried and she cried and she cried. And I cried with her. That's what friends do. And so we laugh with each other, we cheer for each other, and we cry with each other. And when she laid her head on my chest, she was bawling, and I was just petting her hair and crying with her. And her little daughter-in-law was over in the corner, and her little daughter-in-law was just watching because she had never seen a friendship like that before. I want my daughter to have friends like the ones I have. I want my daughter to have godly friends who lead me to his word instead of the world whenever we go through tough times. The fourth friend that I talk about is called a musty friend. Now, first, people will often say, a musty friend, this must be one of those stinky friends. This is not a stinky friend. This is the kind of friend that, and I remember I called it a musty friend. So this is the kind of friend that we go before the Lord and we say, Lord, help me. Must I have this friend? Because they wear us out. And we get all worried around them because they're so oversensitive and they get offended. And we can even make them very mad sometimes and have absolutely no idea why. But what I have learned in my life is God puts those people in our lives as well, because what he wants you to do with that musty friend is to show them him. Because there's a reason why they look to you for reason, for answers. There's a reason why they call you whenever times are hard. And it's because they see Jesus in you. And so instead of griping and complaining about our musty friend, I think that we have to just praise the Lord and say, God, use me with this friend. So instead of saying, why me all the time, we have to say, use me, Lord, with this friend. And help me to get a grip on my lip and let my words be like honey. Let my words show them that you are so powerful and you are our comforter and our father and our peacemaker. And I will often tell groups of women when I speak, I'll say, you can't ditch that musty friend. Because God will give you two in return. And you know, most of us cannot take two musty friends at one time because those friends can be very tough. But, you know, friendship in life, it is the ultimate gift. It's like high heels and hallelujahs and all of that balled up into one. And friends always help us to realize that life is really what we make of it, because we
it really is. Well, I love the fact that you've given us the definitions. They are terrific, but I need
Thank
to let our listeners know that they can call in with a question at 347-843-4920. Now, the first caller will be able to receive the book, Tammy's book, Throw It All Down and Laugh. Well, with that, Tammy, I want to hear more, if you will share on with us.
I would love to.
Friends.
And I thank you for asking me to share more. See, I could talk forever on this. But they do show us that life is what we make of it. We can make believe. We can make memories. We can make a mess. We can make up our mind. We can make some noise. And in some instances, we can make up for lost time. We can make an entrance, we can make a mistake, or we can make it work. And that's what I want to encourage you, is to make friendships work. Pray for those friendships, because I have found that friends, as we get older, we can be as crazy as we want to be. And no matter what age we are, the older we get, our children expect for us to be proper and quiet and subdued, and there's nothing better than disappointing them with that because they realize that inside of each and every one of us, no matter how old we are, is a girl who just really wants to laugh. And if God's word tells us that a merry heart does good like medicine, I think each and every one of us could sure use a whopping dose of that. And I will end my teaching today with one of the things that people say often. They will say, age gracefully. Well, I think not. I think we should age boldly, courageously, season life with both hands and riding it out with a skip in our step, with joy in our heart, with a sparkle in our eye. And on that day when God calls us home, and he will.
Oh, yes.
I want us to slide into home base. Weary, tired, worn out, because we gave everything we had in this life. And as we look up into the eyes of our Savior, he looks at us and he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. You finished strong. And as friends, we can help each other finish strong. We can prompt each other about one of my favorite things that one friend always says is this.
Okay.
The small things are really the big things. So don't overlook the small things in life. And one of the biggest gifts the Lord has ever given us is friendships. Don't overlook the power behind friendships. And I would like for you all to pray for my friend, Dana, who is going back for that second battle against cancer. She fought it 4 years ago. And if you would bombard heaven with her name, I would certainly appreciate it. And I hope you all have a blessed beyond belief kind of day and would love to get to know you better. If you can find me at TammyWhitehurst.com, and I would love to call you friend.
Oh, Tammy, you have given us so many nuggets and gifts as a friend. I have written down here, I take notes as you were speaking, and one of them today that you've given us is this comment, girl trips, not a guilt trip.
That's
whenever,
right.
I love that. That is a treasure, because I do take me on guilt trips now and then. And then
yes,
a grip on our lip. What does that mean?
Say that again.
That
what?
One more time? Is it grip on our lip or?
Yes, we got to get a grip on our lip. Because we can so hurt friendships whenever we don't have a filter between what we're thinking and what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Oh, well, it sounds like God has blessed you with a huddle team of friends.
Yes.
And how you are praying for one another. And I would like to just take a moment, even here on online, and pray for Dana.
Thank you.
Bless
so much.
Savior, you give us friends. You give us opportunities to serve, even with musty, rusty,
right,
trusted, and just new friends all the time. But Dana needs you, Lord. You know her needs.
Yes.
You know the friendship that she's had. She's in your hands, in
yes,
your love. Be with her. Make her strong in your strength, in your power. Bless her family and her pockets of friends who are lifting her up.
Yes.
It is in your name, Jesus, that I pray. And I'll continue to pray for her as I think of you, Tammy, and her throughout the day. Thank you for sharing this. You are a gift to me. When I met you last year at the Christian conference at the first time, my first impression was a lively lady.
Oh.
And then over the week I got to know you, it was a real treasure. And afterwards, you are a gift. So thank you. And dear listeners, we just want to thank you for joining us today. And if you have any more questions or want to learn a little more about Tammy, I would ask you to visit her on her website at TammyWhitehurst.com. That's TammyWhitehurst.com, and learn more about her. And in closing, listeners, we thank you for joining us today and all of the days in the past. Remember that all of this is in our archives. You can turn on to that if you go to Christian Communicators Live on Blog Talk Radio. But without you, there would be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live. Thank you for your encouragement of our ministry. Now, if you feel called to speak and don't know where to begin, or perhaps you've already started speaking and want to learn more of how to grow your outreach or connect with other Christian women speakers, Vonda and I hope that you'll visit us at ChristianCommunicators.com. Our 2015 conference in August at the Billy Graham Training Center is full at this time. We do take names for our waiting list, and we hope you'll be able to listen to us next month or join us there. Now, Tammy, we have just a matter of a second. You were on our waiting list and made it to Christian conference last year. Is that right?
That is exactly right. I was on that waiting list, and God opened a door. And, you know, the CCC conference was one of the best conferences I've ever been to that really targeted speakers and writers.
Great. Well, with that, Tammy, thank you again for giving us your time and encouragement with friends, and Dana will be lifted up in prayers. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, friend.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.